of Big Money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold every Tuesday, pending Bart actually showing up for work on the Bart Winkler Show in the Infinity Sports Network. Call or Fold basically gets you the stories of the day slash week, and Bart will call Fold. Maybe once in a while on special occasions like holidays, he will raise. It's basically by ourselves, but jazzier. All right, Bart, let's start here. Four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs and the New England Patriots have reached an agreement on a three-year, $69 million deal that includes $26 million guaranteed. Stephon Diggs joins a revamped wide receiver room, including Mac Hollins. We all know him from his crazy outfits in Buffalo.
Kendrick Bourne. So funny, dude.
Who, Mac Hollins?
He's so funny, dude.
Oh, yeah. You like that, you know, like wearing the Buffalo, the high order of the Buffalo outfit?
He's so crazy.
He's a doof. So anyway, he's a Patriot. Kendrick Bourne's still a Patriot. Third-year player DeMario Douglas is in that wide receiver room. Did I mention a new head coach? That's Mike Vrabel. Well, I just did. Call or fold, Bart. Drake May will take a significant step forward for the Patriots.
I would say, without defining what the significant would look like, I would say call. Yeah,
cold.
I think Drake May is going to improve on what he was a year ago. He's got a number one receiver. I think he's excited about that. They're going to continue to try to add more weapons to the arsenal, perhaps even Travis Hunter. He's got a head coach that I think he knows is going to be there for a while. And this is the classic, like, this is a classic move. I always said I wanted to be somebody, when somebody has a long run, you want to replace that guy. You don't want to be the one. You want to be the next guy to replace that guy. I've always volunteered, like, hey, whenever somebody has a long run, I'll be the next guy to step in. I'll host that show for a while. I'll be the play-by-play man. I'll absolutely suck so that everybody hates me. And then for the next guy, it's not so bad. Because now Mike Vrabel's not replacing Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel's replacing Gerard Mayo. And he doesn't have to worry about all that stuff. So I think, like, the weird, hey, this is new with the Patriots is kind of gone. And now we can focus on getting the team better. And yeah, I think Drake May is going to be in a better situation overall than he was at the start of last year. So yes, I think that he will improve significantly, maybe. But I've called it, and I will play the hand. So yeah, call.
All right. Well, it's already a good start, considering I think last time you did this, you folded every single game. So I'm glad we were able to break
that. I didn't have the cards.
You literally just saw the deck, threw it in the water, and just walked away. Still spent your money somehow. I don't know what you do with it, but there's your money. All right. The NFL's competition committee is likely to propose a change to the league's kickoff rules that could raise return rates next season. The proposal will spot touchbacks at the 35-yard line rather than the 30. The kickoff rule was created with safety in mind, but its current iteration has essentially made returns a dead play. So I ask you, call or fold, 35-yard touchbacks will incentivize more returns.
No, fold.
Fold.
I think what teams are going to like is that they know where the other team's always going to start from. There's going to be some teams that try to get crazy with it, but I don't think this is going to do much. Hey, for the millionth time, I will tell you what to do. Why do we kick off from the 35-yard line? Back it up to the 25. We're trying to go in this tight little window of, like, what to do, what to do. Just move it back. Why? This might be the one thing that I think should be changed. And I don't understand why nobody even thinks about it. Kick off from the 30. Kick off from the 25. Kick off from the 20. Instead, if you want the ball to fall short of the end zone, move the kick back to where the ball is going to eventually fall short of the end zone. This isn't rocket surgery, folks. Get it done. God, this one actually makes me mad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I definitely want my surgeons to have operated on rockets before I let them touch me.
Oh, that's a joke, Carlos.
I'm being serious.
110 IQers.
I am being very serious. I want my doctors to be the smartest people in NASA. All right? I want you to be so smart that you have a completely different field of medicine. I want to be the first cyborg because I don't want, I do not trust humans. AI, you know, if you're listening, I'm being nice to you.
You know, sometimes people come back from a day off or two and it's like, I'm rejuvenated for my work. I'm like more mad about everything than I've ever been. Maybe because it's been bottled up in me and I can't like just scream sports takes to my wife.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, why don't they move the kickoff back 5 yards instead of playing with the touchback?
Yeah, this isn't your job. This is your court-appointed therapy sessions. All right, let's go to the next story here, and this one's courtesy of Puka Nakua. It means no football past age 30.
Wow!
I was tone deaf as hell. Anyway, I want you to take a listen to Puka Nakua. This is courtesy of the Join the Lobby podcast, because everybody has a podcast, and I don't even know what the hell this one is.
Whose is this one?
I don't know, and I don't care, but Puka shares why he wants to retire at the age of 30 years old.
I want to have a big family. Just like I want to have at least a starting five. I'm like, I came from a big family.
Oh, so he said he wants five.
I need five boys. I need five boys for sure.
That's cool.
But also be like, man, I want to be able to like be a part of their lives and like be as active as I can with them. So I'm like, I don't want to be. The injuries are something that you can't control part of the game. So like, you never know. By the time my kids could be 18, I'm like, I could be barely walking.
Puka Nakua, his wife's gonna be worn out. Call or fold. The Rams should be upset about Puka's desire to quit young.
Fold.
Fold.
Look, Cooper Kupp's 30, right? They moved on from him. And Puka's only 23, I think.
Yeah, he's 23.
He's giving them, did you say that? Did I miss that?
No. I reaffirmed what you just said.
By the way, Join the Lobby is hosted by FaZe Swag and Matt Cracks.
Who?
And Matt is spelled with one T, one Z.
Am I supposed to know who these people are? I'm not even being facetious.
I don't know. I mean, who am I to judge? I'm on at 1:30 in the morning.
Who from what? What is he from?
No, full. The Ram, he's got 7 years left. And he's telling him when he's going to retire. So what do you think Puka Nakua is going to be when he's 30? He's not going to be this. I like it. I like that the guy's thinking ahead. I like that he wants to play football, get in, get out. He sees wide receivers retroactively getting in the Hall of Fame for their 7-8 year careers now. I like it. I'm all for it.
I really wonder what his wife thinks about it. She's like, no, please, play until you're 40. Good Lord. All right, stop me if you heard this type of story before, but the NBA and FIBA, which is the basketball's global governing body, have been in talks since at least last summer about adding an annual competition in Europe or an NBA-operated league. The NBA first played an exhibition in Europe in 1984 and has been sending teams there regularly for either preseason or regular season games since 93. And there are more foreign-born stars now in the league than there ever has been before. So, Bart, call or fold, we will get an NBA Europe League by 2030.
Yeah, they kind of want one. Aren't they voting on it soon? I don't... Yeah, I'll call. I think they're going to try. I don't necessarily think it's going to work. But I think they're going to give it a try because you want to have control, I guess, over the pipeline. And then you can send guys there and draft guys and develop them. But I think there's going to be, I think the countries throughout Europe are proud of the leagues they have, even if they're not, top dog. I think they're proud of the leagues they have. So I don't know. I'm not sure I'm pro sports imperialism, as it were. But I do think they'll give it a try.
Yeah, I just remember NFL Europe. I remember
which
how
I did like. I did like that.
I actually thought it stunk.
Mm.
Not
UFL this week.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely get somebody from there.
Okay, I guess not.
Maybe people are clamoring for UFO. No. I'll get my my Memphis Showboats jersey out of the shed.
I'm wearing a St. Louis Battlehawks shirt right now.
I believe you.
It says Rock the Dome.
What a Battlehawk is beyond me, but they play in St. Louis, so I'm all in. Oh, you know what? I'll go get a Brahma. What was it? The San Antonio Brahmas? Is that what they are?
Yeah, the Rocks logo. Yep.
Yeah, I'll go get that with a bottle of Taramina and, you know, just whatever Brock movie is about to come out, and I'll watch all that stuff. And I support the UFL. All right, last one here. The Los Angeles Angels, say that three times fast, released outfielder Mickey Moniak. Why the hell do we care? Well, he's a former number one overall pick from the 2016 MLB draft. Bart, here are some number one picks recently that you might know. Paul Skeens, he's good. He dates Livy Dunn. Jackson Holliday, he's good. Adley Rutschman, really good. Here are some other guys. Henry Davis, do you know who he is?
I'm going to say catcher Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, shoot.
Brady Aiken,
I don't know Brady Aiken.
And how about this one? Mark Appel.
Oh, yes. He was drafted like 7 years ago and then drafted again, right? He didn't want to go to Pittsburgh and then he went to Houston?
He got drafted by Houston and became the probably the biggest bust in MLB. So which leads me right into my question. Call or fold, the Major League Baseball draft is the worst draft of all sports.
Fold. I'm going to say it's Major League Soccer.
That doesn't count. Draft.
What do you mean?
Come on, we barely talk about soccer, period.
Okay, are we talking the big four?
All right, listen, I respect your answer. All right, and I'll let you finish. I'm sorry that I'm Kanye-ing you right now. But let's take Major League Soccer aside and just, for the four major sports, is baseball the worst one?
No, hockey is.
Okay, I will take both those answers. Now, please, expand upon.
Don't they, like, draft in, like, a lobby of a Red Roof Inn? Where is this thing?
It's a Super Motel 8, all right?
Get it. But didn't last year they do it? Did they do it? Did they do it in the Sphere last year? Was that them?
I'll be very honest. I have no idea.
Boyle would know. Did they do it in the Sphere?
Sorry, what were you saying?
Where did the NHL have their draft?
Yeah.
Just recently.
The hell if I know.
I'm pretty sure the NHL had their draft in the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Just insert city or municipality convention center. And
yeah,
that's
I'm right.
Added.
I'm right.
It was at the Sphere? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Look at me. Look at me, resident Infinity Sports Network hockey guy.
Slow down there, pucks.
Coming through. Boyle, how's your bracket looking?
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah,
I had St. John's winning it all.
Why'd you fall into that?
What do you mean, why did I fall in that? They're the best defensive team in the country. Yeah, well, they can't hit a three all year. Yeah, well, even then, they shot 28% from the field, and they still could have won a game if Rick Pitino's dumbass had his best player on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I trusted a coach
that's one of supposedly the all-time greats, and he leaves his best player on the floor for the last 5 minutes of the game. Nice one, Rick.
Hey, you got his son in your update coming up?
I don't. He didn't make the cut, but maybe he should. Maybe I could throw it in there now so that everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, shout out Xavier.
Yeah, Richard Pitino is leaving New Mexico for Xavier.
Before we get into a million and one things, that's Call or Fold, because I really want to stop playing the music.
Time to cash out.
You don't need to play the guy. Just fade it down.
Pay that man his money.
No. We
just fade it down.
We played the close. That's what I made it for. We played the close.
You always fade out in a montage.